Okay, we are back once again with another episode of Perspective on Athletics today, and we have a special guest today. Every once in a while, I like to feature vendors in the industry, people that are serving the industry, in addition to the normal interviews I do with people working in the industry. But today we have with us Alexis Francois, and Alexis is involved in a new social networking product, I guess is the best way to categorize it in my mind, but she is affiliated with Coach Linked, which is an online platform to connecting coaches and people working in college athletics. And we're going to learn a lot more about this through this conversation today. But first, Alexis, thanks for being here. I appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Mark. I'm really happy to be here and excited to talk to you guys.
Well, it's going to be, I think, a fun conversation. You know, as we got connected and had a brief conversation on the phone, I was learning about Coach Linked, something that's new that you're involved in. And I think it's a really interesting idea. And it's in the social networking arena, but it's really focused on college athletics professionals. And that's kind of the unique aspect to it. And there's a lot of things that we're going to talk about that are in it. People are going to be encouraged to go check it out, I know, as they leave this episode. But there's a whole story behind how this came about, and it was fascinating for me to learn about that. So I wanted to ask you to share with everybody, where did all this come from, and what's the story behind Coach Linked?
Sure. So my husband and I are avid college athletic fans. We obviously football being our primary one, but to be honest, we follow college hockey, college basketball, volleyball. And so as part of our annual tradition, we travel to about 8 football games a year around the country just to experience different stadiums. We just love the whole college football experience and finding different traditions. So we were actually at a football game in Texas with a couple of friends, with a coach and an athletic director after they'd won, which is always the best way to be. And it was the end of November, and we were talking about the AFCA convention that was coming up. And my husband's a corporate recruiter, and I worked in IT at the time. And we were just flabbergasted by the methodology that collegiate coaches have to go through to find a new job, where it really is heavily reliant on annual conferences, and that, you know, a lot of people just feel there's kind of this, you know, one window for them. And, you know, if you can't make it for that 5 days or, you know, 3 days, then, you know, you're kind of feel like you might be sitting on the bench for the rest of the year. So, you know, we really wanted to create something that was for coaches to help them create an online brand for themselves and also network year round, so that way they feel like there's a better path for them to be, you know, reaching the next milestone in their career.
And so, yeah, it's interesting. And you talk about maybe the, I don't know if you use this word, but I think about archaic ways for maybe some coaches. I mean, technology in some ways is really deeply embedded in the college sports world. But for some older coaches, folks like us, me, that have been around a long time, some people aren't responding to technology and some things haven't kept up, like this whole coach search process. So where did this go from there? When you were talking about this idea, what was the catalyst for you to say, hey, I have a solution?
So what we actually did is we actually decided to go to the AFCA. So we went down to the conference and just we wanted to see what coaches had to say and what people were doing. We were blown away by the fact that there are still bulletin boards where people post the resume, and the limiting factor in networking seems to be whether or not they run out of thumbtacks. And so, you know, we went to the AFCA, and we also went to the NABC conference, or the men's basketball conference, and spent some time talking to coaches about, hey, what is it that you guys think about when you're not only looking for a new job, but also looking to find new talent? We spent some time with head coaches, spent some time with athletic directors saying, what is it that you think you need to use a platform like this? And so, you know, a lot of it was around, you know, making sure they could use it on the field or at their desk. You know, there was a lot of feedback about, you know, there's a lot of professional networking tools out there for corporate America, but they don't specialize to what it means to me to be on the field. And then also a lot of privacy concerns. You know, there's just a lot of, you know, scrutiny these days on what it means to be a high profile coach, whether or not that's high profile in your community or high profile on the national stage.
Got it. And I was going to ask you, I mean, I think, you know, the idea of this is great, and that it's going to be a closer community, right? It's coaches and it's athletic department personnel. But maybe the natural question is, well, LinkedIn itself is the large platform, and a lot of people are gravitating towards that. Is LinkedIn not enough of an effective vehicle to serve this purpose, or do you think that narrowing it to this industry is that important, and that's why you pursued this?
So, you know, the feedback we got was yes, that, you know, the perception is that, you know, that's really for corporate America. We wanted to put in some special features, some additional, you know, privacy features for people to be able to manage how it is that they connect with people. Also be able to build in profiles that are specific to athletic coaches or those in the athletic industry. So little things like, you know, what's my area of recruitment expertise, but also the ability to put in and say, you know, hey, who have I worked for? Where, you know, I feel like especially in the athletic world, you know, being a disciple of somebody is much more important than in the corporate world of saying, oh, you know, hey, I used to work for Mark. You know, I feel like there's just a lot more importance of that in the athletic world of how you came up and what your coaching philosophy is. And just some other, you know, specific features like what your coaching philosophy is that we're able to build into the profile so people can get more information than you feel like you can really fill out in a traditional, you know, corporate networking application.
Sure. Okay. And so you mentioned, you know, you talked to some coaches and you did some research, but this must have been a sizable effort to really do the research and develop the platform and really create something that you thought was going to be useful. What also went into that research and development phase of this project? How did you determine what elements were going to be most useful to provide?
So, you know, we actually met with over 400 coaches and athletic directors as part of our market research. You know, we went a little slower than some people would. and you know, so we felt like, you know, and we also actually brought on a couple product advisors, an athletic director and a coach to say, here are the things that I want, right? As a coach looking for a new job, you know, he was helping us define what we had. And then as an athletic director, here are the things that I'm looking for. Not only as I'm looking to advance my career, but also as I'm looking for talent to bring into my team. So we actually have two product advisors who are part of our team who are actually part of the collegiate sports world.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. And I also wanted to ask you, so obviously I think there are some benefits that you've spoken to about people, for people that are coaches, right? Building their profiles, maybe being noticed, being able to be in this platform where athletic directors potentially might find talent, as you mentioned. But as an athletic director, what, you know, that's primarily my audience here. And so as an athletic director, what are some of the main benefits for an AD to get involved and become a part of Coach Linked?
So I think it's really twofold. So one is on the personal level, right? Which is also the ability to build out your own profile and highlight, you know, your career and accomplishments and be able to share some of your insights, right? We have a news stream that we call our Chalk Talk page where you can actually share some of your own personal insights. But then, so that's, you know, the basic that you can build your own personal brand as an athletic director saying, here's what, you know, I bring to the profession. But you can also go online and we have the capability for you to create job postings on our site, okay, as well as search our database to identify new talent. So as a coach, right, you can only find other people by knowing them by name, right? Mm-hmm. As an athletic director, you can come in and you can actually use our database to search by, you know, attributes that people have put into their profile to say, I'm looking for somebody who has experience coaching in California, who has coached at a, you know, Division III school for at least 3 years. And you can go in and you can find those people and filter it down to identify whether or not you just want to connect with them now to say, hey, I want to start following this person because I think we might have a role for them in a year or two. Mm-hmm. Or whether or not you want to say, hey, I think we want to reach out to this person because we have a vacancy on our staff we want to fill now.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. You mentioned privacy a couple times, and I know that, you know, one of the issues with many social media platforms is whether it's spamming or just unwanted information and stuff coming your way. Talk a little bit more about the privacy elements that you've built in to make this a little bit different.
Sure. So the first thing is really with our Chalk Talk news stream, which again, if you think about how you post to really more Instagram and a Facebook light where you create a news feed and those people who follow you can see that. One of the things that's different about Chalk Talk is that every time you create new content, you have to say, who am I sharing this with? And what we've done is we've gone ahead and said, in all of your connections, you can organize into strings. So, you know, taking from the sports world, you have first string, second string, third string, and inactive. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so every time you share content, you say, which one of my strings am I sharing this with? And one of the great things that we have is that nobody knows to which string they belong. So, you know, you might have somebody who thinks they're part of your inner circle and really they're part of your third string, or maybe they're part of your inactive string. And so that's something that's a little bit different. If you post on Facebook to a group, say in Facebook, it highlights the fact that it was only shared with that group, and you can click and you can see all the members of that group. The feedback we got from coaches is that, hey, I need more privacy than that. Particularly as it's important them to be managing relationships, that, you know, that privacy was really important. The other thing that's important to us was, you know, sharing your career history. So our profile information, parts of it, right, are made public to everybody. So they're part of, you know, anybody who looks you up can see who you're connected to, can see what your coaching philosophy is, can see, you know, what teams you're interested in. But the actual core components that we would consider more of your resume components of where you've worked, who you've worked for, we restrict that access to only people who are actually hiring decision makers. Okay. So again, just, you know, trying to control some of the privacy that's out there, so that, you know, you feel that you're in a secure environment as you're building up your professional brand peer to peer versus, you know, peer to everybody on Twitter who selects to follow you.
Got it. And now the one other question I had is there must be the ability to connect or communicate one-to-one. Is that where the connections element comes into play? So before you would be able to send the message to an individual, do they have to accept a connection request? Is that the process?
As a coach, that's correct. As an athletic director, no. Okay. So as an athletic director, you can reach out to anyone, right? Because you might not be connected to them because you're trying to, say, reach out to them to hire them. But as a coach to coach, yes, you need to be connected to them. And we felt like that was a really important feature because, you know, as people move on from their jobs, so often their cell phones, their emails are provided from the schools that they're working at. And we wanted a way that was simple for people to say, how do I keep in contact with you when maybe your contact information is changing every 24 to 36 months?
Got it. That makes sense. And so I know that you were at this past January's AFCA convention as well, and you're starting to roll this out and you're trying to launch this, and you're still at the beginning stages, I think, of that. But talk a little bit about where you're at in terms of the actual launch, getting people on board, and where you're hoping to take this in the next 3, 6, 12 months.
So, you know, we've done a soft launch. So one of the things that we learned at the AFCA is that we had, you know, we had coaches who were in testing for us and working through our initial application. And one of the things that we learned the hard way is that when you test with friends, right, sometimes you get friendly feedback. and so when we went to the AFCA, there were just little things that, you know, we got feedback on that we needed, that we wanted to change. So little things like, hey, you know, we want you to have a robust profile. So when you went through the sign up process, we were asking you a lot of questions. Yeah. We need that, you know, people just want to put in their email address and be done and then go back later. So that was a little bit of the feedback. So some of those just like little tiny tweaks, you know, to make things just simpler and faster, where, you know, we want you to use the whole site, but we want to make it so that you can get in and start using things quicker. So we're finalizing some of those last few pieces, and where we really want to go in the next 3 to 6 months is, you know, we want to get people in and using the site. So, you know, we want coaches to be signing up because we want them to, and start, you know, sharing their content, filling out their profiles. Mm-hmm. And what we really want is for athletic directors, you know, we want jobs to be available out there in our site for people to come through and use. So, you know, one of the things that we would like to offer to, you know, athletic directors who select to sign up within the next 6 months is that we will give you a free membership for 12 months where you can come in and you can post as many jobs and search for as many, do as many candidate searches as you want to, you know, as we try and build out our platform, right, and get more coaches onto it to make it valuable to you and also valuable to the coaches. So it's kind of a, you know, a double-edged sword where, you know, we need coaches to be in using the site and building out their profiles to, you know, make it valuable to a hiring decision maker to want to use it. But we also want to have jobs posted out there in our site to make it valuable to say, hey, why would I want to be coming in and checking this more frequently? So, you know, it's one of those questions, what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Right. But the bottom line is you're trying to get awareness out there, get people signed up, get them involved. And I know that if the website, we haven't mentioned yet, it'll be on the post as well, but coachlinked.com. So all one word, coachlinked.com. And you also have an app, a mobile app that you release as well, which I downloaded and tested, and it seems like it's a pretty slick interface. I wanted to circle back, though, to one of your starting points about why you headed down this path in the first place was kind of the archaic means for networking or finding jobs in the coaching industry. And now you're kind of shifting the discussion, the paradigm, to a technology-based platform, yet that's kind of in opposition to the way things have always been done. What has been the response that you've gotten so far to this direction, moving people towards technology rather than the old way of doing things? What has the response been across the board, coaches, ADs, or other people that you've talked to? Because some of us, like I say, are old school and may even prefer that old way. How have people responded so far?
So, I mean, obviously the younger coaches are very enthusiastic about this, right? They're used to, you know, using their phones to connect not only with their family members and with their friends, but also with student athletes, right? They're used to going out to now, and so many coaches and programs, right? They have Twitter, they have Facebook, they have Instagram to be building their, you know, team's profile or their, you know, fan profile of saying, hey, here's what I am to these people. And, you know, what they really have been lacking is a way to say, hey, where's some place where I can build my professional brand with my peers, not necessarily with the media or with, you know, with the recruit student athletes that I'm looking to recruit. As we're, you know, we've been reaching out to some of the more senior coaches and athletic directors, I think what they're really seeing is that, you know, hey, this might be a low cost way for me to keep building my bench, right? So that, you know, looking for alternative ways, as everyone is, you know, in this era where costs are skyrocketing in other areas. So you need to be mindful of, you know, hey, how can I do the same things that I was doing in a way that's more cost efficient for me? And that some of that involves embracing technology, because that really is right where we find cost savings.
Right, right. Is there much of a learning curve, do you feel? I mean, I've signed up, I've looked around the site. Even though I make jokes about being old school, I am fairly tech savvy, so it seems pretty streamlined to me. But are there, you know, how do you help people get acquainted with the site, or what sort of things are available to maybe help them become more comfortable using the platform?
So we have a few things. We actually do have a demo video that's available on YouTube, which is actually also you can click on and see from our website, where you can go out and say, hey, here's how some of these things work. We have two different versions. One's 90 seconds, one's 3 minutes long. So, you know, we're not talking about, you know, an afternoon spent learning how to use the system. You know, if you've got a commercial break, you can watch it. So that's one really great way just to see, hey, what features are out there for me. We also have a really great, on every single page, if you click the help button, it will literally show you a frequently asked questions by each one, and with pictures of saying, hey, here's how I do this. Here's what this means. You know, like, you know, for example, on the Chalk Talk page, if you click on it, it'll say, who can see this? And we'll explain to you in detail how it is that each of the strings work and how it is that you can organize your strings. Which I think is really helpful for people. And it literally shows the screenshots. So you can, you know, kind of sort of click by click, go through things. But I would really recommend the demo video. Again, we have two different versions. One's 90 seconds, one's 3 minutes. And it's going to give you a great highlight of, you know, what you can do in this system. And it, and because we're going through the screens, you can kind of sort of see how it is that you migrate through them.
Right, right. Well, it was very easy to get signed up for me. And it was very easy to navigate once you're in. So I thought it was, you know, well done. But again, any additional help to help people navigate and learn how to best use the features that you're offering is helpful. And I know that you have those. So I wanted to make sure we talked about those. I'm just excited about what this potentially can bring to the industry. Again, like you mentioned, there are old ways of doing things. And in some ways, technology has helped the industry and we've made great advances. And some areas are a little bit slower to adopt technology. This is something that I think has a ton of potential, and really hope that you guys have some success gaining some traction and getting people signed up. I would just throw it back to you for any last thoughts, Alexis, on, you know, again, what you're hoping people will get from this, where they can go again to get signed up, and what you're hoping to do to launch this and make a big splash in the industry.
The one thing that we haven't talked about that I really want to mention was our association feature. So we've actually created a feature where associations can actually create a private social media channel for themselves. So a private Chalk Talk channel is where only their members can see what their posts are. So rather than, you know, blasting everything out to everybody on Twitter, that you can come in and you, as an association administrator, you can share information privately with them, but then also your members can communicate to and from each other, sharing information across each other on their on the private Chalk Talk news stream. So that's something that we're really excited about. And so, you know, if any association administrators are listening to the podcast, you know, please reach out to us, and we would be so happy to set up your association for that feature.
Gotcha. So, sorry, just to clarify. So that's interesting. So would that be for like an association like a NACTA or NCA or conferences perhaps, or what's the vision there?
The thought process was more around like a NACTA, okay, more around like, you know, a Texas High School Football Coaches Association.
Gotcha.
It could be used at a conference. I'm not sure that it would be, you know, we'd be happy to set up for a conference, but that would be more short term. Whereas, you know, if you wanted to set up a conference and then people wanted a way to keep in touch with each other, we would certainly be happy to set that platform up for them. And the one thing that's great is it's just, you know, when you log into your app, you see your normal features, and that's just another extra piece that you have to help communicate. And again, stay in touch with your peers.
Gotcha. And actually, you just reminded me of something else. I mean, we've been talking a lot about the college industry, but it sounds like this is also available to high school coaches and others. And so it's a way for people prospecting themselves for a college job, but they might be a high school coach, to be involved in this as well. Is that true?
Yes, correct. What we really like to say is that whether coaching is a full-time job right now or part-time as you're looking to make it full-time, that we provide a platform for you to connect with your peers, right? And so our big thing is that, you know, we want, you know, when you're thinking about high school coaches, you know, a lot of them, right, are looking to get to that collegiate level. I always like the Gus Malzahn story, right? That's one of my personal favorites. But, you know, saying, hey, and, you know, even in the collegiate level, right, you're looking to, you know, move on to different levels sometimes, right? Sometimes, you know, you're happy where you're at, but sometimes you're looking to get to that, you know, to a Division III, to a Division II job, to a Division I job, right? As you move up in your career and you are looking for, you know, more benefits that sometimes those larger universities mm-hmm. can provide.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, great. Well, this has been really, really interesting and helpful, Alexis. I want to, you know, give it back to you one last time. Remind people again where they can go for more information and how to get signed up for Coach Link.
So there's really two different ways. You can go to www.coachlinked.com. That's coach, and then it's linked with an ED on the end. Or you can also search for it in the App Store and download the tool there. And then on every single one of those, it'll just be an option to sign up. And when you do, what we do is we collect your email address, your name, and then also your zip code. We use that because we build out some fun heat maps to show you who's using CoachLink. Mm. And so we ask for just for you to provide your zip code so that we can build out those heat maps for you.
Great. Well, it's very exciting, and like I say, I've looked around. It seems like it's a very slick, well-done platform, and would encourage people to check it out. So again, coachlinked.com, and get yourself signed up. Download the app. I've done that as well, and it's really a well-designed app. So I think that there's a lot of benefit. And Alexis, I want to thank you once again for joining us and sharing more about CoachLink today.
Well, thank you. It's been great to speak with you today, Mark, and I'm really excited and hopeful that everyone will like the platform that we put out there and will start helping everyone find new horizons for themselves in their career.
Well, great. I encourage everybody to check it out. Like I say, it's worthwhile, and I do these types of vendor interviews from time to time when I come across something that I think is useful and worthwhile. So I encourage people to check it out. But again, I want to thank Alexis for joining us today. Coach Winked is the website, and encourage you to check it out. And we will be back for our next episode of Perspective on Athletics next time.